Novenas are powerful. Most of you know this. Just how powerful? It was the Holy Spirit and the grace of receiving Pentecost that was obtained through that first novena at the time of Jesus. And in my own life, I have had so many amazing answers to different novenas. In fact, one recently with my wife. That's why I want to put out these short 9 videos leading up to All Souls Day, a novena to the souls in purgatory and for them, because we know that they can pray for us. In fact, in the Middle Ages, this was somewhat debated. St. Thomas Aquinas himself said that they could not pray for us, whereas there were other saints that argued that they could. The church has since realized that both those answers are true, but in different ways. As the souls increase in their purification, their ability to intercede for us also increases. So some that are at the very bottom may have limited ability to pray for us, whereas those that are more fully purified gain the intercessory power that the saints in heaven have. So let us begin this novena to and for the souls in purgatory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O holy souls in purgatory, you are the certain heirs of heaven. You are most dear to Jesus as the trophies of his precious blood, and to Mary, Mother of Mercy. Obtain for us, through your intercession, the grace to lead a holy life, to die a happy death, and to attain to the blessedness of eternity in heaven. Dear suffering souls, who long to be delivered in order to praise and glorify God in heaven, by your unfailing pity, help us in the needs which distress us at this time. Particularly, name your intention, so that we may obtain relief and assistance from God. In gratitude for your intercession, we offer to God on your behalf the satisfactory merits of our prayer and work, our joys and sufferings of this day. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I will see you tomorrow in day 2.